All right, let's be real for a sec, okay? Trying to figure someone out based on, like, their zodiac sign. It's a little out there, right? Kind of like reading tea leaves or something.
Right.
But what if I told you, when it comes to a Leo woman, there are some serious patterns. Today, we are diving deep, deep into the heart of a lioness.
Okay.
And trust me, you do not want to miss this.
Yeah, Leos are fascinating. I mean, their personality traits, they're like deeply rooted in their astrological identity.
Like destiny or something.
Well, it's not just about like fitting into some stereotype, you know? It's more about how these influences, these cosmic energies, actually shape who they are.
Okay, so we're talking real deal stuff, not just like, oh, you're a Leo, you must love attention.
Exactly.
We've got the inside scoop today from Laura King, and she calls herself a Leo specialist.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Very cool.
She's given us this like roadmap, this treasure map called Decoding the Passionate Lioness.
I'll be honest, I'm hooked already. We haven't even gotten to the good stuff.
Oh, there's good stuff. What? The bold flirting.
Uh-huh.
The adventure.
Yes.
It's all in here.
See, and that passionate energy you're talking about, total hallmark of Leos, definitely plays a role in, well, everything, especially their love lives.
Okay, so Laura, she comes out strong, says Leo women. They radiate main character energy, confident, charismatic leaders. You know, like the person who walks into a room and you're like, whoa.
They command attention.
Yes.
And you know, it's interesting. You can actually trace that back to Leo being a fire sign ruled by the sun.
Okay, makes sense, right?
Right.
Sun, fire, powerful.
Exactly. It's where they get their natural warmth, their desire to shine, their drive to lead. And they're incredibly generous, fiercely loyal. But, and this is important, that same intensity.
Well, here comes.
Can also mean maybe a little flair for the dramatic. Like the sun itself, it's all about finding that balance.
A little drama never hurt anyone, right?
In moderation, of course.
Okay, so how does all of this, how does it translate to actually, you know, attracting a Leo woman? Because let's be real, that's why we're here.
The real question.
Right.
Absolutely.
Laura gives us the inside scoop, and let me tell you, it's not subtle. She calls it the bold flirt. And that might be an understatement. We're talking direct approaches, playful teasing, compliments. Like, so many compliments, you're going to think you've become royalty.
See, and it's important to remember, this isn't about being superficial. Leo women, they can spot a fake a mile away. They crave genuine admiration. They want someone who really sees them, appreciates them, and maybe most importantly, someone who isn't intimidated by their energy.
Someone who can match that energy.
Yes, exactly.
It's like that movie scene. Two characters, they lock eyes across a crowded room.
Yeah.
Instant spark.
Yeah, yeah.
Laura gives an example. It's like that. She said, Leo women love playful banter, inside jokes, making you feel special. It's that electric connection. You know what I mean?
But they live for it.
They live for it. And that energy, that need to connect, it goes beyond just words.
Oh, absolutely. It's everything. Okay. Even their body language.
Okay. Tell me more about this. Mm-hmm. Because apparently, Leo women are like fluent in body language.
Fluent?
Leo women in body language. Okay. Tell me everything I need to know.
Think of it this way, all right? Leos, they're ruled by the sun.
Right, right.
And just like the sun, they radiate warmth, energy, all of it.
Okay.
And this, it translates. It translates to their body language, too.
So how does that actually, like, work?
Intense eye contact.
Okay.
Intense, like, could melt glaciers.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, wow. I'm picturing that scene. You know that movie? They just lock eyes across the room, and it's like everyone else disappears.
Exactly. It's like they're completely present, totally engaged.
We're engaged.
And they'll often lean in. You know, if they're interested, maybe even like subconsciously mirror your movements.
Whoa, that's intense.
Yeah.
Laura, she describes this. She's like, imagine catching her eye across the room, right? Holding that gaze with the smile. I don't even know if I could handle that. That level of like confidence.
But that's the thing about Leos.
What's that?
They own it. They own their power, you know, not afraid to show you they're interested. And speaking of not being afraid. Leo women, they often actually enjoy being the pursuer in a romance.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. So we're talking like grand gestures. They're planning dates.
Dates, yeah.
The whole nine yards.
Absolutely. For a Leo woman, it's about expressing their passion, their nature.
Okay.
They want someone who can keep up with their zest for life. Someone
right.
who, you know, appreciates a good adventure.
So none of this, like, playing it cool then?
No. A Leo woman,
Okay.
She can spot a fake a mile away.
A mile away.
Which actually brings us to a good point.
Okay.
What happens when that spark,
yeah,
when it starts to fade? What are the signs?
Red flags.
Yes. That a Leo woman might be, you know, losing interest.
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
Because, like, we've been talking about all the good stuff, the sunshine, the fire, all that. But every sign has its, like, flip side, right?
Every sign.
So what are we looking out for? So what are the, like, warning signs?
Well, Laura, she says, and I quote, "Watch out if the compliments fade, if she seems distant, or starts avoiding, like, physical touch."
Oh, so basically that Leo warmth, it's like gone.
Yeah, gone.
It's like the sun, you know,
yeah,
behind the clouds.
Yo.
You know there's a storm coming. And for a Leo woman, that usually means she's feeling unseen, underappreciating.
Like the spark is gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, this is a sign that they thrive on connection, on admiration.
So it's not just about the big romantic gestures then. It's the little things too.
Yes.
Making her feel valued.
Yes.
Respected, listened to.
All of it. All of it. For a Leo woman, a relationship, it's a two-way street.
Got to keep that in mind. Both partners, they got to be invested in keeping that flame, you know?
Alive.
Alive, exactly.
Now, Laura does mention compatibility,
right?
Like, astrologically.
Yeah.
She throws out some signs, Sagittarius, Aquarius, even other Leos, maybe.
Yeah, sure. But I think what's really interesting here is the underlying theme. Like, for a relationship to really work with a Leo woman, you need to be someone, you know, who values their independence, someone who's honest.
Oh, enough, yeah.
Someone who's not afraid of a little, you know, adventure.
Oh, yeah. Spice of life.
Yes. It goes beyond just a zodiac sign, you know what I mean?
It's bigger than that.
Yes.
So it's like she's saying, like, yeah, okay, forget the star charts for a minute and just find someone who can keep up.
Precisely. Astrology, it can offer clues,
right?
But it doesn't tell the whole story.
Never the whole story.
And that brings us to something I think is, well, incredibly important.
Okay, lay it on me.
We've been, you know, talking about these patterns, right?
Hmm?
About Leo women. Fascinating stuff.
Super fascinating.
But we have to remember, every single person, zodiac sign or not, is unique.
It's like saying everyone loves pizza, hates cooking or something, right? Like, no way.
Exactly. So, yes, use these insights, definitely. But also be open to discovering the nuances of the actual person in front of you.
Because that's what makes any relationship, romantic or not, you know, special.
Exactly.
Oh, there you have it, listeners. We did it. We navigated the fiery, the passionate world of the Leo woman.
We did it.
And hopefully you picked up some valuable insights along the way. Remember, a little confidence goes a long way, a genuine desire to connect, and hey, maybe even a shared sense of adventure. Until next time, happy exploring.